Today's daf is Yuma, daf Lamid Vav, as we continue in Amar Lahem HaMamuna, and now we get back to the actual Avoda after yesterday's discussion of the Ashir and the Ani and the Rasha, and how did we get into that? Because he spoke about Rav Elazar ben Charsom, whose mother made him the special ksonas out of one of the big day lavan that he went into the Kodesh Kodashim with. So now we are on Lamed Heyam Abeis, the Mishnah. We get into the special Avodas Pinim that is going to take place. We start, at least. Balo Eitzel Paro. So the first unique Avoda for Yom Kippur is coming up right here. We already did the carbon, the Trumas Hadeshen. We already shechted the carbon Tamid. Remember, we started Kertzo, Merko, and now he comes to his par. Balo Eitzel Paro. He comes to his cow. Uparo Hayomei Bein HaUlam Ala Mizbeach. Where is the cow standing? It's between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. So it's on the west side of the Mizbeach, right in front of the Ulam. Right in front of the Ulam. Bein Ulam Ala Mizbeach. Roshola Darom Upanav LaMarav. As we're going to see, the animal is positioned standing north-south, facing south, but its head is turned towards the west. Upanav LaMarav. Why exactly is it like that? We'll have to see in the Gemara. The HaKohen Omeid BaMizrach. Upanav LaMarav, and the Kohen Gadol stands to the east of the animal, facing west also. The animal is facing west, and the Kohen Gadol. Upanav LaMarav. The Somech Shteyadav Alav Umisvadeh. And he does smicha, he leans Bechal Kocho on the animal, as we'll talk about smicha by the Shem in the Gemara, umizvada, and he says vidui, the first of three viduis that the Kohen Gadol says today, as we describe in the Avoda on Yom Kippur. First one is for him and his family, v'kachaya omer. This is what he says, ana Hashem, avisi, pashati, chatasi lefanecha. That's the version of our Mishnah. Avisi, I sinned, pashati, I sinned, v'chatasi, the first two are brazen and done willingly, chatasi, our version has the shogigs, which is a chatas, that said third. Ani uvesi, me and my family. The Ritvin Shavua says that family here doesn't only include wife, but includes even children. Ani uvesi. Not that he needs children, he needs a wife. V'chiper v'adov ad veso. But if the children are there, then he is trying to achieve kapara for them too. He says ana Hashem here. What shame? Right, so he says shame Hashem. But which shame does the Kohen Gadol use in this context? That is the Machlokas Rishonim. If you look in the Rush, there is no Rush, not too much Rush, on the first section of this Masechta. There's a little Rush on Perek Aleph, and then after that he goes to Perek Ches, because all of this is not Halacha L'maisa. But he mentions going through the Avoda in Perek Ches, which Shem Hashem is mentioned by the Kohen Gadol, because We're going to talk about it in a minute. Which one do we say in our avoda during Musaf? He says, "V'Rav Hai Amar Lo B'Lashon Ze Haya Omer Kohen Gadol Ela Hashem An Hashem Ela Shem Ben Shtayim V'Arba Mosios." The name of 42 letters, right? The different names of Hashem, which we don't even know them. V'Adayin Matsui B'Yeshiva B'Kabbalah V'Yadua L'Chachamim. Rav Hai Gon says, we know the name here in Bavel in the Yeshiva. That's the name that was said by the Kohen Gadol, the 42-letter name. The Einira Lidiver Evhai, and the Rush argues, why? To Kivan Dialfinim Begzera Shava, Me'egla Arufa, Haskaras Hashem Shal Arba Osios, Ein Lashanos Elakamosh, Nechta Bepasaku Maskiro. It's exactly what we see. The word, the name of Hashem, Yudke Vavke, but he pronounces it, instead of saying Ado, but he pronounces it, El Shamaz Kiro Kichsavo, Vuhu Nikra Shem HaMefurash, that's Shem HaMefurash, the explicit name, Vuhu Makar Lachal Hashemos. It is the source of all other names. Right? There are many names of God, the Rambam describes also, when he talks about making a Shvua. It's the Makar Vol Shemos, Ki Kula Ne'etzalin Mimenu, they all get their glory from that Shem HaMefurash Yudke Vavke. V'alav Ne'amar, and that's the name which the Mishnah in Sanhedrin says, HaHoga Es HaShem Ba'osi Osav Ne'ekar Min Ha'olam. If somebody pronounced that, like we spoke about a couple of days ago, by Abaya and Hava, Havi Mesader Abaya. De'en Laskiru B'Gvulin, they should not mention Gvulin, V'cholu. That's Machlokas, Rosh, and Rav Haigon, which name of Hashem is mentioned by the Kohen Gadol there. Either way, what do we say? We'll talk about it in a minute. First, let's continue the Mishnah. Ana Hashem, says the Mishnah, Kaperna la'avonos v'la'pshayim v'la'chatoyim sh'avisi v'shepashadi v'shechatasi l'vanecha niyuvesi, that me and my family did, kakasub b'seras Moshe avdecha. He first gets kapar for himself, because before he can act as the tool to achieve kapar for all of Klal Yisrael, or even for the Kohanim, Number two, he has to start with himself. So first he purifies himself, then the Kohanim, and then Am Yisrael. So he says, "Kakaz b'zeres Moshe Avdecha," as the Bazek says, "Kivayom azeh yichaper aleichem latareschem v'heinon in acharav." Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusol Yolam Vayed. And after, everyone who hears in the Beis HaMikdash says, Baruch Shem Kavod. So this is the Shem Hashem. There is an Arizal that's quoted that if you look in the actual Lashon, Yotze Mipiv, right, the Lashon that we say, Yotze goes out from his head. Why doesn't the Tefillah just say, he said it. Yotze Mipiv says the Arizal, it sounds like it comes out by himself. It comes out by itself. Like the Pasuk says, B'chol Makom Asher Azkir Eshmi, Avoy Lech Overachticha. It doesn't say, B'chol Makom Asher Tazkir Eshmi. Azkir, when Shem Hashem is mentioned, it kind of comes out Memela. It's not that a person is even saying it. It has special powers itself. So says the Arizal, that's the Yotze Mipiv Shel Kohen Gadol. What do we say when we say this in Yom Kippur? We say Hashem. We never say that any other time. We always say Ado. We don't say Hashem, the name. When we say Hashem, the name. That's what we say when we're just talking about Hashem. But there in a tefillah, we say Hashem. Why is that? So that goes back also to the time of the Gaonim. The Torah quotes this in Hilchos Yom Kippur, Simen, Tav, Reish, Chaf, Aleph. The Torah quotes Rav Sadia Gaon, who says, we say Hashem, Hey, Shin, Mem. That's what we say. Moshe Omer, as the Mishnah says, right here, Ana Hashem. Why is that? Why do we say Hashem? And then he quotes the Torah quotes the Maritz, the Ritz Gaius, because of a Ritz Gaius, v'im amar lefnei, yurkei Hashem, ado, imakaklum. It's okay too. Dekrohu, dekarinan, because you're saying a pasuk. When you say a pasuk, you can say Shem Hashem, v'ein anu hogem Hashem, ba'osi osav. And that's not considered a violation of hoge Shem Hashem. But here is Rav Sadia Gaon, which is what we do, quoting the Torah here, saying Hashem. Why is that? So, two pshatim given right here, the Beis Yosef and the Bach. The Beis Yosef says, well, what did we just say? We just said that the Kohen Gadol, we're saying what the Kohen Gadol is saying. What did the Kohen Gadol say? He said the Shema Meforash. So we're not saying the Shema Meforash. So if we would say Ado, one would get the misimpression that that's what the Kohen Gadol said. Ado Shem. But we don't say that. Why? Because we want to be Barames that there's something else. We say Hashem. He said the Shema Meforash here. V'lazeh says the Beis Yosef. Anu tzrichen lomar, ana Hashem stam beremez, v'lo yaskir shem ben arba bekinuyo, shehu shem adnus, we don't say shem adnus, lahorosh, shem ha-mefor, shem kohen gadol omer, to allude, what do you mean Hashem? Why don't we say shem adnus? Because we're alluding to the fact that the kohen gadol here doesn't say shem adnus. He says shem ha-meforash. The Bach has a different shot. The Bach says, usually when we make a bracha, when we say a pasuk, then we could say shem adnus. But, says the Bach here, we're quoting someone else. We're saying what the Kohen Gadol did. Then we don't have the right to say Shem Adonus. We're not even saying something ourselves. The Das Rav Sadia hi, da tam she'anu karen ana Hashem v'lo ana Adonus, hu demei acher she'ein ze elav derech sipur, she'einu maskir Hashem derech bakasha. We're not saying a tefillah here. O derech shevach v'hoda'a, im ken yish b'kan mishem motzi shem shemayin levatala. If we say Shem Adonus here, that wouldn't be allowed because we're just quoting somebody in a bracha, in a tefillah. So that doesn't work, and that is why we just use the name of Hashem. And in the Beis HaKnesses, when we say that, we go down, we do Karu Meshachim, as we'll talk more later, as Hashem on the Daf is going to come up, as Hashem on tomorrow's Daf also, Daf Lam and Zayin, it comes up, which we will talk about more, but we go down, the Ramah writes here, the Darkei Moshe, once we have the page open, in Tafresh Chaf Aleph, he discusses the minug of going down. One has to make sure that one doesn't violate the Isser of Evan Maskis. The last pasuk in Parshas Bahar discusses the Evan Maskis. You're not allowed to serve Kadosh Baruch Hu and bow down on an open stone floor. Maybe that's what the Umos HaOlam used to do, but either way, one needs a hefsik. That's what the Ramah quotes. The Noagim Litain Esev. Beveis HaKnesses, to put grass down, to put something down. La hafsik beino ovein haritzma, mishum da'asur l'shtoach. And what's the language of the Ramah here? Apayim ala ritzpa, one's face. What does that mean? Many people think the napkins and the paper towels that are given out in Yom Kippur so they don't get their suit dirty. They put it between their legs and the floor. No, the reason it's given out is because of the Israel of Evan Maskis. And that is you need a hefsek between one's face and the floor. That's why it is there. You want to have it on your knees too, that's fine. But one needs a hefsek between the face and the floor. That is also why, by the way, we, by tachnun, the Ben Gamani is to make sure they have something on their sleeve. They use something. Right, that's also based on Evan Maskus. There's no din of it has to be a hefsek between your face and your arm. It's just that if I just put my arm down and I'm leaning over towards the floor and the arm is between my face and the floor and that's it, the arm is me. That's not a hefsek. It's like putting your arm on your head for a yarmulke. That doesn't work. You have to use somebody else's arm. You have to use anything on top of the head to count as a kisui rosh. So also by tachlun, when we go down, you know, everybody tries to find a beged. So really, make a din. You could probably just use a shtender, use a table, have anything in between your face, as long as the face is, or your sitter, anything, between the face and the floor, that's enough to make sure that the one's not violating Evan Maskus. But it comes up right over there. So that's a machlokas, the Bach and the Beis Yosef, why we say Hashem. I saw in the Maoris Hadaf, it talks about, sometimes people say Adushem. That doesn't mean anything. That's a meaningless word, like I just said it before. Hashem, that's giving cover to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem, the name. So even we don't want to say Shem Adonus, so we say Hashem. Adoshem is a meaningless word. What does Adoshem mean? It doesn't mean anything, right? So that is why you just say Hashem instead of Adoshem. Good. One other, two other aras, and that is related to the last line in the Mishnah. So the answer is we say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusol the Olam Bo'ed. That's in response to Shem Hashem. The Briska Rav has just a suffix. Whether he's noted to the latter, but he's a suffix. When did we say Shem Hashem? Is it after he said, especially, let's say, according to Rav Haigon, who says you say the 42-letter name, it takes a few seconds. Do we say, to those who hear in the Beis HaMikdash, the name of Hashem, do they say Baruch Shem as it starts coming out, Yotzei Mipiv Shel Kohen Gadol, or after it's finished? Like a bracha. We say Amen after a bracha. So does Baruch Shem work like that too? After the name is finished, that's when we say? Or is it at the same time? O takeh petchilas Hashem k'mashmas lashon haMishnah, like the Mishnah says later on, we'll have an adaf samafuf. V'af hu hayem miskaven ligmar Hashem k'neged hamivarchim. Right, that lashon sounds like it is parallel to what is being said. Right, and that's where the Griz is mitzadeid neged k'neged that side. You think it likes that side that it said simultaneously and not one after another. One final point, and that is the Chashukei Chemedir discusses a minug of some. To during Birchas Kohanim, there are those that answer Baruch Shem during Birchas Kohanim. Hashem, and you hear a few people under a few talis and Baruch Shem. So Eretz Yisrael every day. So is that appropriate or not? Right? That's not a bracha. So here's the parallel. Saying Baruch Shem when hearing Shem Hashem outside of the context of a bracha. It's right here in our Mishnah. You hear it, it's in the Vidui, on Hashem. And we go down. So the Pri Chadosh says, in a sefer on the Rambam, Mikan yesh ledaktik, da alas karas Hashem, afilu below bracha. Sarach lomar baruch uvarach shemel. What do you get from this din in our Mishnah? But that is a major machloka that poskim discusses. Be'etzem anidon ha'imomer bracha rach shemel gam below makam bracha machloka that poskim. He quotes from the Tshuvas Devar Shmuel. Three different minhagim. Maybe in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz is different. Maybe Berchas Kohanim is unique. Maybe you shouldn't. The Devar Shmuel himself holds one should not say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo during Berchas Kohanim. Why? Because you only say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo kishashomea me'echad shemavarech as Hashem. Oz gama shomea tzorach lavarech as Hashem. Masheinkin b'shar haskaris kishomer atzmo lamavarech as Hashem in inyush hashomea mevarech. Right? So maybe similar, we don't say Amen. Right? We say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo, even by just met Elokeinu Elokei Vaseinu, if there are no Kohanim in Shul. So we say Kein Yehi Ratzon. The poskim also point that, because that's not the normal and regular bracha. And therefore, l'sikum, the Chashukei Chemed says, one should follow one's minhag. And either way, if one is in a place that one most people do not say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo, then one should not say it out loud, because that's considered Parish Menat Zibur. Either way, one should just be careful and follow one's minhag. The minhag olam in most places, I think, is not to say, Ashkenazic places, I should say, is not to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Man Shamislay. Getting back to the first part. So this is the first vidui that the Kohen Gadol does. He goes to his par. He does vidui for himself and his family. And where is it? It's on the west side of the Mizbeach. So one second. So the west side of the Mizbeach, this is a chatos. All chatos have to be on the north side of the Mizbeach. So this must be considered north. We do it on the north of the Mizbech, meaning on the higher, the northern western side of the Mizbech. It's on the west, but it's on the northern half of the Mizbech. So that must be considered north, because that's where it's done. So Masham is like Rabbeinu Lama Mizbech Tzafon. Who holds that way? Rabbi Elazar, Reb Shimon, he. Lazar Reb Shimon, the Tanya, as the Brisa says, in Tzvachim, three different dais. What is considered Tzafon, Lagabe Kachi Kachim? So the first opinion. Ezo Tzafon. We know the din of Tzafon. I think we quoted back on Dav Gimel, the Meshech Chachma, in Parshas Vayikra, what the uniqueness of Tzafon is. It's connected to Tzafun, hidden, the ashes of the Akedah are hidden with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Ezeo Tzafon, what is Tzafon? Mikir Shel Mizbeach Tzfoniv Ad Kozel HaZara. The first opinion is literally Tzfon HaMizbeach, north of the Mizbeach, between the Mizbeach and the northern wall of the Azara. Ukonegat Kol Mizbeach Kulot Tzafon. Dei Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says the smallest shear, directly north of the Mizbeach, that's where Kachi Kachim have to be shechted. Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, Mosif Af Bein Ha'ulam Ala Mizbeach. Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon adds, also, what we just said, Bein Ulam Ala Mizbeach, what does that mean? Not only the north side of the Mizbeach directly, but also to the west of the Mizbeach, on the northern side of the Azara. That also is good enough. Rebbe, but not on the eastern side. That's not, northeast of the Mizbeach is not good for this second opinion. Right? So the first opinion is just over the Mizbeach. The second opinion is also to the northwest. And that's our Mishnah. Rebbe Mosif Avmakam, Drizah Ragli Kohanim. Even where the Kohanim walk, meaning the 11 Amas to the east of the Mizbeach, the Avmakam, Drizah Ragli Yisrael. Even the first, the most eastern part of the Azara, the northern side, right, the northeastern side of those 11 Amos, that's also included. So Rebbe is the most expansive Shita out of all of them. Pashtus is the Rambam holds like Rebbe. Some Achronim try to figure out maybe not, maybe there's a different way to understand it, but the Rambam says, in Ilchos Beis HaBechira, Mikosel Tzvoni Shel Azara Ad Kosel HaMizbeach, from the northern wall to the north wall of the Mizbeach, Shurochav Shishim Umechsa. The kenegdo mikosel haulam ad kosel mizrachi shel azara shorach shishim v'shivim kala meruba hazeh hu nikra tzafon. That entire rectangle is called north. V'amakom sheshochten bo kachi kachim. That's shit with the kachi kachim. And the Ketzav Mishnah said he passes like Rabbi. Passes like Rabbi in this regard. So three different deos in the Tanoim. So our Mishnah says the pashtus is that the Gemara says that the passage is that our Mishnah holds like a blazer, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehud, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Sorry, the second day, that it's the north is even the west side of the Mizbeach. Said, continues the Bryce, so first, Avo Minachalifos, Vilafnim, but Minachalifos, from the place where the knives of the Kohanim were kept, which means more west, the north side of the Ulam, all the way more west than just between the Ulam and Mizbeach, that's no good according to everybody. Hakol Modim Shepasol, that's for sure no good according to everybody. Says the Ritva, even though from there, you know, some of the passageways or the rooms where they kept the cubbies, where they kept the knives, are visible and open, it's still not good enough. Afopi Shosan Batim Suchem Lagabi Amizbeach, the Hein Kein Mivaos Pesuchos, little open alleyways. Psulin Ein Lashchita, Velo Chashivi Chorei Rishus, Shem Ke Rishus. Don't compare this to Hilchos Shabbos, where we have sometimes what's called Chorei Rishus Arabim, Ke Rishus Arabim, and the like. No, that doesn't count here. Tekivan She'en Amizbeach, Nir Esham, Ein Ochashiv Yerach Amizbeach. That's not called next to the Mizbeach, and therefore it is no good. And there were 24 chalonos there, one for each mishmar to keep their knives in, and says the Ritva, that is not a place, says the Gemara, that is not a place where you could shecht kache kachem. So says the Gemara, Lamer, Ablazer Reb Shimon, Evelo Rebbe. So should we say our Mishnah is only going like Ablazer Reb Shimon, and not Rebbe, because our Mishnah gives an example of northwest. Why doesn't the Gemara give other examples? Right, Rebbe says it could even be on the eastern side, northeast. So where's the Nafila Tamer Rebbe? Rebbe allows this place. He just has more expanded. He has the biggest Shita. But Rebbe also holds that this area is good. Only Rebbe Yossi Rebbe Yehuda says to the west is no good. You have to be directly north. So the Mishnah could even be Rebbe. So says the Gemara. So then why does the Mishnah say what it says? Hasht Afilu Hashta Rebbe Ad Rebbe Yossi Rebbe Yehuda Mosif Ad Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon Lo Mosif. That's a continuation of the disproof. Rebbe is adding on to Shita number 2. And for sure, the Shita number 1. So this could be Rebbe Shita. Rebbe would allow this. So the Gemara says, Anan Hafi Gamrina. This is what our problem is. E Rebbe he, if it's Rebbe Shita, Nuk Mebukuli Azara. Rebbe has such a wider range of area way you could shech the carbon, why do you have to limit it at all? It says the Kohen Gadol comes to his par, which is between Ulam and Lamizbeach. According to the Rebbe, you do it anywhere on the northern side. Elamai, Rabbi Reb Shimon, so must be Rabbi Reb Shimon. So it says the Gemara 1 minute. Vinukla baby Mizbeach v'lakosel. But still, according to Rabbi Reb Shimon, what, why don't you say it? It could even be done north. Why Dafka west, which also counts, but why don't you just say the north, which would be good according to everybody? Elamai Yisachalameimar, but what do you have to say for Rabbi Reb Shimon Shita? B'shem Choshev the Kohen Gadol. You do it right close to the Mizbeach and next to the Ulam, because, as we've said, we want to make sure the Kohen Gadol saves as much of his strength as he can. He's got a long day, he's fasting, he's doing a lot. So the Rebbe Nami, B'shem Choshev the Kohen Gadol. The Mishnah can be even according to Rebbe Shita, which is what we hold according to the Rambam. Maybe the Rambam got it from here, because he sees the Gemara is struggling to be mokim the Mishnah like Rebbe. So maybe this is where the Rambam got it from, that we paskin like Rebbe. But if you have to say it for Buzz Reb Shimon, so you can say it for Rebbe too, that it specifies a specific place, but that doesn't mean that's the only place where a karban would be kosher to shecht. Right? It just says that, Mishum Chulsha to Kohen Gadol. Good. We continue. Rosho, Ladarom, Upanav Lamayrav. So now the animal is standing. It's standing north-south. That's its position. And its face is towards the west. Panav Lamayrav. Heichem Shkachazla. How do you have that if its face is to the west? Amarav, Okim is Rosho. They turn its head. They turn its head so that it is facing west. Vinukme Lahadei. Why don't you just, if you need to face, if the face west, why don't you face it east-west? Much simpler. You don't have to hold the cow's head. Amar Abaya, Gzeira Shebiyarbis Golalim. No, you're worried the animal might let loose its waist, and that's not appropriate when it has its back to the Mizbeach, and right to the Mizbeach it lets loose. So therefore, we'd rather let loose north-south. East-west is always a more special, and therefore a more dangerous way to have the animal. And this also comes up, the Gemara in Brachas talks about how one's beds are supposed to be. Lamaisa, most poskim don't say that anymore, because we have rooms and we have walls, and most are not makpid on which direction their beds go in. But Meikra Din, conceptually, east-west is always Shechina B'mayrav, as the Gemara says in here. So if you stand east-west, and the animal lets his waist go to the east, so that is a bizayon. And that is why the animal stands north-south, but we just faced its head to the west. The Ritva quotes a Medrash right here. Medrash Amru, and in the footnotes they point out, we don't know where this Medrash is. May Olam Lohibitz Kalalam. It never happened. It never happened that the cow was let loose its waist. Elish ain't lono lismoch alaneis. But ain't sobra alaneis, just like we had a daf beis. There was never carry, daf chafalef, daf beis. There was never carry, that was one of the nisim in the base of Migdash. It never happened, but ain't sobra alaneis, like the Yerushalmi says, and therefore we have to do our best not to be so mech on it. The Rav Yashiv here just notes, if it's one of the nisim, I don't know why it was left out. Of the 10 Nisim in Pirkei Avos, that's quoted at the end of the first parak we had earlier on Daf Chaf Aleph. Unless you say the Gemara is arguing on the Medrash, right? That's what you can say too. Machlokes and Chazal. Either way, that is an important Ha'ara. Chashuke Chebet number 2 for today. There we discuss something related to this a week or two ago, and that is Sheila. Rachman al-Islan, Chola. There was a sick person in Chola. Shelefamim lo shelepa atzmo. He does not have full control of all of his bodily functions. V'yotzelo meiraglayim hachutza. Sometimes he urinates automatically, just comes out. He doesn't have any control. Anam adavar in imatzi esokol kach. It doesn't happen often, but it happens sometimes. Ela b'achuzim ktanim. Sheyikra lo kein bebechinas miyut hamatzui. It's miyut hamatzui, let's say 10-15% of the time. If it happens 0.05% of the time, there's no shayla. That's like it never happens. But it's miyut hamatzui. I think the Mishkas Yaakov has a tshuva where he says 10%. He wants to go to shul. He knows it would happen 10-15% of the time, but he wants to go to shul. Is he allowed to go to shul? Or maybe he can't because it's bizayin of a Beis Hashem. He can't go up to shul. So again, where do you look? In the Azara, the cow doesn't face east-west because Shema Yarbitz Galalim. So maybe here too you have the same chash. You have to take precautions that such a bizayon doesn't happen in the Beis HaMikdash. So too in a shul. So maybe it's better for him to daven at home. But then maybe not. Because if you look at Rashi here, what does Rashi say? Ginaihu laharos beis harei shelo latadam izbeach. So maybe glalim, maybe soa is the real Gnai, while Meraglayim is not as much, right? After all, why does the Gemara say Shema Yarbis Galalim? Animals probably are Matal Meraglayim more often than Galalim, so why does Dafka say Galalim? Maybe because only that's a Gnai, and Meraglayim is less of a Gnai. We know there are various halachas differences between that, in terms of Tefillin, in terms of Tefillah. So maybe it's not a problem. But then he goes back, but maybe not. How could you compare apples and oranges, people and animals? Maybe for animals, only Galalim is a Gnai, while Meraglayim is not. But maybe by people, even Meraglayim is a Gnai. So what do you do? So he says, he once asked his father-in-law, Rav Yashiv, a similar question. And that is, if there is a chola that also has problems controlling their bodily functions, and usually they wet their bed at night, are they allowed to sleep in the sukkah? Because this is a gnai to the sukkah. It's going to smell of urine. The heishivli, and Rav Yashiv says, it's mutter. Why? As long as it doesn't happen 90% of the time. But if it happens sometimes, why? Maybe, this question doesn't specify, maybe it's even more, even if it happens more often. Why? Said Rav Yashiv, kishachola nichnas lishan, when the chola goes into sleep, he's clean. He's clean, he's pure, he has no kavanah to be mavaz of the sukkah. He's going to do a mitzvah gedola of sleeping in the sukkah. Rotsa l'kayim mitzvahs bar'o, v'hu mitztar ma'od al matzav b'riuso. And he's very upset, it pains him that he has this health problem. But right now, the health problem doesn't exist. It will exist, but it doesn't exist right now. Right? This is not like the question that we dealt with last week. We discussed somebody who has an external catheter and the waste is sitting in a bag next to him. And right now it's wasteful. So is he allowed to put on tefillin? Is he allowed to die? So that's right now. But here this person is going in. No, right? He's upset about what will happen, but it's not happening right now. So says Rabbi Yashiv, at the moment he goes in, it's a mitzvah. He's not doing anything wrong. And maybe he has to sleep in the sukkah, not just he can. Maybe he has to. And it may later on when it happens, it's totally out of his control. He's a misasik. He's not awake. So he says, Gambin Yanenu. He called the chola comes to shul to David and shul is palabalei shavur lebaro. He's not coming to be mevazet beis Hashem. So Rashoi, he could come. When it happens, he's going to have to leave. He's got to leave because there he's awake and he acknowledges what's going on and maybe he causes problems for other people in the shul also. So that is something that one has to, very interesting and important tshuva related. It's not called the bizayon if he himself goes in and at that moment he is clean and ready to go. Okay. That's why Shema Yarbis Galalim. We continue. Tana Rabbanan. Ketzad Somech. Now we're going to get into Semicha. Once this Mishnah mentioned that the Kohen is Somech his hands and does the Vidui, so we talk about Semicha in general. Semicha, which always goes with Vidui. Ketzad Somech. Hazevach Omei Batzafon. So this is now, we're generalizing, once we're talking about Semicha, the Iker Sugis of Semicha are in Meseches Menachos, but here, once we talk about Semicha and Vidui and Yom Kippur, we throw in a little bit as well. Hazevach Omei Batzafon is in the north side in general. Let's say kachin kachin, achatas. North side of the Mizbe, of the Azara. Upanav Lamayrov, and it faces west. Vahasomech, omeid by Mizrach, upanav Lamayrov. Same thing, facing, the animal's north south, but its head and the person and his face are facing west. Umeiniach shte yada bein shte karnos shel zevach. And the person puts his hands, right, between the horns of the zevach, and he leans b'chal kocho, as the halacha is, ubel vajli, the rechotis bein olavein azevach, as long as there's no chatitza. Right? He can't have any chatitza between his hands and the zavach. It's got to be directly on. Smicha is part of the tahalecha avoda. He puts his hands on, and we even say tekef l'smicha shchita. This is one of the tekefs that's mentioned in Maseches Brachas. Right? Tekef l'netilas yadayim birchas hamazon, tekef l'smicha shchita. There's a couple, four of them that are mentioned there. Tekef l'tamar chacham coming bracha. That's what's learned out by Yevarchani Hashem Biglalech. Says, though, this is smicha. Misvade, and as he does smicha, he confesses, he does vidui. Misvade al chatas avon chatas. If you're bringing a carbon chatas, you do the vidui on the carbon chatas. V'al asham avon asham. V'al ola. Ola is a machlokas. What vidui do you on an ola? Al avon leket shikla v'peya. Maisarani, that gears is taken out. Leket shikla v'peya. Why dafka those three? As we'll see, because there's an assay written after those. La aniv la ger ta'azov osam. That somehow makes these lavim different. You're not going to get malchus for them, and therefore they're included in the kapara of the carbon ola. Divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglivi. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. Rabbi Akiva says, Lakashova Veya. That's regular chatas. Ein ola ba, ola comes what? And this is what we hold. Ela ala save, alo sa shinita glase. The Rambam says, olas work for ases, bitl ases, somebody didn't put on tefillin one day. Ve'alo sa se shinita glase. And alo sa se, that is nita glase. Yes, there are midrashim that also talk about an ola being mechaper on hirhure halev. Improper thoughts. Spoken about that in the past years as well. But that is a medrash. All right, the Gemara says, Olas v'chaper on ases and lava nitak l'ases. You might even say the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Zayin says an ol is a doron. Ol is a present. So it's not even v'chaper on anything. But in a certain sense, it's considered a present in relative terms, lagabi the averos that other karbanos are mechaper for. A chatas and an asham, right, those are serious kaparas. But the ol is less serious, as the Gemara, in, also in the first Bergen Zvachim, calls it mikufya kapara. It's a floating kapara, it's not a deep kapara, and therefore it's only needs, it's on mechaper on ases, and los ases shenitak la ases. Tosas here asks, why is lavanitak ases included here? Because there's no malchus. And that's why you're not going to get any other punishment, and it's not included in chatas, that's why included in ases. But as Tosas, there are other los ases also that are not dumya delav de chasima. It's not similar to the lav of muzzling, which is the source for all malchus, los achsum shor b'disho, and yet they're not on the list here. Why is it only lav anitik lase? What about lav shein bo maisa? What about lav shebeklalos? What about others? What about others? Lav shenitak lase is mises bezdin, maybe. Right? What about other lavim which you are not going to get malchus for? Shouldn't those be included? So Tosfos says, no. Tosfos has one answer. Benir Ali says, Tosfos, the pasuk here says, v'nirtze lo l'chaper alav, by Ola. V'nirtze lo l'chaper alav. V'nirtze lo, he has ritzui. Tosfos assumes that means that only something that has ritzui somewhere else can have ritzui through this ola. Lama davar doma, sometimes you say, right, tumo jibitzibur, only if it's huter michlalo somewhere else, so that's why the tzitz could be maratze on certain types of tumas. Or it's on tuma and not on other psulim. Because you see, tuma is less chomer in other contexts. See here too, only by certain averos that have tikkun with other mechanisms, so too, that would be included in ola. So where do you have that? A bit of assay, so you do it tomorrow. You do it the next day. Okay, you can't make up yesterday's tefillin, but you can do it the next day, the next day, the next day. Lavanitik lassay, you can make it up by doing the assay. But by the lav shema maisa, there's nothing to do. Lav shema klala, there's nothing to do. You can't do anything. So that's why it wouldn't be included in v'nir tzalo. Tosfos says, v'nir tzalo, mashma sheish lo takana, v'ratzui b'makom acher, v'haynu asay shebiyado lo takein, laso suka, v'tfilin v'chayotzi ben, v'chulu. Imara yomo yomayim, if a day passes, he could get a kapara, and also have a nitik lasay. But on all of the others, or chayvi miso, or chayvi krisus, or chayvi lavim, the kapara is through the all of those punishments. But these, ironically, they're less chamor than a lot of the other ones, but there is never anything you could do for them. So that is why it can't be included in Ola. There could be another derech to go down, to be mechalek between a lav hanitak la'aseh versus the others. And that is to be mechalek between lumdus-wise, they all get malchus. But is that a technicality? Or is that a reflection that it is a less chamar avera? And an afkamina could be what the achronim, the poskim, can point out in Choshe Mishpat, pasal edus. You're only pasal edus if you do a lav sheishba malchus, or worse. Or if you do a lav that has to do with money. But besides the lav that has to do with money, stealing and ribis v'chulu, you need a lav sheish b'malkas. So what about a lav sheish b'maisa? What about a lav nitak lase? What about all the others? That's a discussion in all the poskim in Choshen Mishpat in terms of pasal edus. If it's just a technicality that you don't get malkas, they're still going to make you pasal edus. But if it is something more serious, if it's a real reflection of a leniency, so then maybe it's different. So here too, maybe that's the difference between a lav anita klase, maybe that's a reflection of a leniency. This might be what Tosas is saying also, but we're just giving it a little more depth. If it's a reflection of leniency, maybe that's why it's the only one that's included and not all of the others. There is a fascinating Uraim. The Uraim holds. We're talking about the Vidui here, Smicha and Vidui. The Uraim says, and we got to come back to this 10 times in this Masechta. It's a separate mitzvah saseh daraisa, vidui on Yom Kippur. He counts it as one of the 613. Vidui on Yom Kippur. Avodas Yom HaKippurim is a separate mitzvah. Vidui of Yom Kippur is separate. Nobody else holds that way. Even Rabbeinu Yonah, who says in Shari Tshuva that Tshuva of Yom Kippur is unique. That's Tshuva. Tshuva of Yom Kippur is Tshuva the whole year and Tshuva of Yom Kippur. But here, Yireim and Reis Lama Gimel holds Vidui Yom HaKippurim Tziva Yotreinu L'Kohen Gadol Sheyizvade Al Chatas Yom HaKippurim Beis Viduyim Echad Alav Al Beso V'Al Siir HaMishtaleach Avon Yisrael. He doesn't count the Kohenim one. That's interesting. But either way, Vidui Yom HaKippurim. And then he says, listen to this line, Tolda L'Mitzvah Saseh. A tolda, this mitzvah say, Tzivu chachamim shekol Yisrael yizvadu bein ish bein isha b'yom kippurim. The vidui that we do on Yom Kippur is part of this mitzvah say. It's a tolda. Right? There is a big discussion. Where do you have avos and toldos? The Gemara talks about three avos and toldos. By nezikin, by tumah, and by Shabbos. Shabbos, Nezek, and Tumah. Those are the three discussed in the Gemara. But Rishonim and others. The Ritva talks about Avos and Toldos by Kinyanim in Maseches Kiddushin. But put this on the list. This is an unknown one. Collector's item, Sefer Yireim, in Reis Lama Gimel. There's an Avos and Toldos in a Mitzvah Saseh of Vidui. The Av of Vidui is Vidui Yom HaKippurim, that the Kohen Gadol does in the Beis HaMikdash. A Tolda is the Vidui that we do Bizman Hazeh, and in all the shuls, as it says in Yuma later on, in Daf Pei Zayin, Mitzvahs Vidui, Yom HaKippurim Im Chashecha. The mitzvah of Vidui is doing Vidui with Chashecha, and even before, Shalot Yitarev Daito, doing it by the Sunim Afsekes, and all the different times that we do Vidui on Yom Kippur, unbelievable. Sefer Yireim, we don't paskin that way that it's a separate mitzvah, but that itself shows its uniqueness. So this is smicha. So let's continue, and then we'll talk more about smicha. So by my commitment, what's this last machlokas about? So you do smicha on a chatas and on an asham and an ola machlokas. What's the machlokas? Rabbi Yosef Lili says you do an ola for lechet shikha and peya, and Rabbi Kiva says no, that's not included. So 2 days in the Gemara. Number one, Amr of Yirmiya, bilav de nevela kamifliki. No, it's parallel to the law of nevela. The Torah tells us by nevela, you're not allowed to eat nevela, give it to the ger. So there's an assay that's written after nevela. So what does that mean? It definitely can't mean after you do the aveira. It's not a law of nita glase. Because after all, if you ate it already, you can't give it to the ger. So it can't be a normal, like no sir, you leave it over, and if it's left over, then you burn it. But here, if you eat the nevela, if you violate it, there's nothing to give to the ger. So that obviously cannot be our lavanita glase. But does that assay somewhat lessen the severity of the lav by which it's written, even though it's not a regular lav anita glase? So that's the machlokas. And whatever you say by lav de nevela, that's exactly what we say by lekach shikhan peya, which also has an assay written afterward. La aniva la ger tazovosa. So Rabbi Kiva sovar lav ma'alyu. Rabbi Kiva says, no, nevela is a regular lav with malchus. That assay afterwards is not, it's a separate independent issue. You should try to give it to a ger before you eat it. But if you ate it, it's finished. It's regular lav. And that's where Rabbi Kiva says, lekach shikhan peya are regular lavim. If you don't leave them, and therefore, they're included in chatos. They're not included in ola. Rabbi Yossi Aglili savar, lav ma'al yehu. It's not a normal lav. Nevela, and so do lekach shikhan peya are not normal lavs, and that's why they're included in the kapara of ola. Tosfos here says that not only could the Gemara have suggested nevela, the Gemara could have suggested trefa as well. Hachanami, Avi Mazal Meimar, trefa. Tichsiv ubasar batzeh the trefa, lo sochelo lakel tashlichu noso. There also you have an assay written by give it to the dog, right? Because it didn't bark in Mitzrayim. So you have trefa and nevela, but it says one. Obviously, what are we thinking of? Reb Chaim's bar mitzvah pshatel. That we always mention whenever this comes up, Reb Chaim, who says that nevela and trefa at root are the same shame isser. It's not like pig and nosar, two totally different averas. No, nevela and trefa, there are many rayas, are one shame isser. Even on the surface, they appear different. Trefa means an animal that had a perfect shchita, but it has a separate independent problem and has a hole in the lung, while nevela means it did not have a proper shchita. But, said Reb Chaim, at root, what trefa means, even though the physical act of shchita took place, trefa means that the heter shchita did not kick in, so it's somewhat of an avela. An avela means the act of shchita didn't take place. Trefa means the heter of shchita did not take place. So they're related. And that's why the Mishnayos describe, and we hold, that nevela, a half a kezayis of nevela and half a kezayis of trefa, you're going to get malchus for that. That doesn't apply to two separate different averos. Nevela and trefa applies, because they are combinables. That's an interesting tosis where he says the Gemara could have said trefa. Abaya Amar, no. Tekuli Amalab Nevela Amal Yehave. Abaya said, no. Everybody agrees Nevela is a regular Aveira. Everybody agrees Nevela is going to get Malchus for it's normal. The Machlokas here is a unique, limited Machlokas within Leket Shechen Peya. V'hacha ba ta'azov kamiflagi. That extra word, Rabbi Akiva Savar ta'azov me'ikara mashma. Rabbi Yosef Glili Savar hashta mashma. Does ta'azov mean originally? You should have taken it off, but it has nothing to do with it afterwards. Rabbi Yosef Glili said, no, hashta mashma. It's mashma even right now. Hashta even after it is done. Meaning, after, Rashi says, shalikate v'over alosa say, nitka kazalasei. You took it? Leave it now for the ani. It could be a regular kind of lavanitak. It's also included. Again, the first opinion, Rabbi Glili agrees to Rabbi Akiva. You think of other Lavanitak Lases too. But the Machlokas is, are Lekat Shechem and Peya included as well? Okay, there's a lot to say about Smicha and Lavanitak Lases. Let's talk about Smicha just a little bit. The Rambam says in Maisa Karbanos that there's one carbon left out here. Right, what's spoken about here? Chatas and Asham and Ola. What about Shlamim? Shlamim is left out. So the Rambam says, by Shlamim you say Divrei Shevach. Divrei Shevach. Yireli. That's a Yireli. There's no source for it. Eina Misvada al Shlamim Avalomer Divrei Shevach. That's the Rambam. Says the Radvaz on the Rambam. Ikla Medak. Since the Shlamim is not Baim al Chet, so obviously, what else are you going to say? Mayisvada. So the Yishloma says the Radvaz, no. Salka daida chamina, you might have had avamina yizvade al derek mashamar Eov. What did Eov say in the first parak? Ulai chatu bini. Meaning you could always wonder, maybe you did an avera. Maybe that's what you should do it on. Safik averas. Kamash balan, dein sorach lizvados el omer divrei shevach. No, you don't have to. If you don't know you did anything, just say divrei shevach. The altit eb divrei rabbeinu lomar. And don't make the mistake. Sha'asur lehizvados al shlamim. Don't make the mistake from the Rambam that it's asur to be mizvade. The halavai shi yizvade odom al safik. Kolayim kuba v'chulu. Right? So you do vidui. You do vidui on a shlamim, says the Rambam. One has to bear in mind that vidui and smicha has counter pressure. When a person leans on the animal b'chol kocha, which one has to do by smicha, so that is considered hishtamshus b'mehemas kachim. You're leaning on it; it's supporting you, so you're leaning on kachim. That's an isser. You're not allowed to use animals of kachim. You're allowed to do them because that's the mitzvah of smicha. But let's say somebody is not mechuyev in smicha and they do it, so that could be an isser. That could be an issa, the Minchas Chinuch, the Mitzvah Kuf Tezvav, the first carbon, the carbon Ola, that's where he talks all about Smicha. And he talks about all those permutations. Let's say a non-Jew. A non-Jew says a carbon Ola. Does he do Smicha? What if he wants to do Smicha? Can he? Would we let him? Is he Mitzuv in the violation of using animals? Pashas not. So Pashas we would let him. Or what about the other Peturim? Yoresh is a Yoresh Somech, is a Katan Somech, a woman, Isha. If a woman is somech, a woman is not somech. It says, B'nei Yisov v'Bros Yisrael. What if he does it? Are we going to give them her malchus? Are we going to give her malchus for the Yisrael of Losavod with Har Sharecha? Not Barur, says the Minchas Chinuch. Ki why? Because really this animal is nitan l'smicha. If a man does it, it's just that if a woman doesn't have to. The Efshar, the Kivan Torah, he tira beferish, kan avoda bekachim. Since the Torah allows this avoda with smicha, the imit Nashim mi b'nei Yisrael, somchem v'lo b'nos Yisrael, efter d'loa hadil Yisrael kame. It could be even though women don't do it, but they're not included in the Isser, which would give them Malkus. Or maybe not. Or maybe they should get Malkus. Right, that's the suffix. What about Minchas Chinuch, classic question. What happens if a Yoresh yarshins from a woman? Do you say, the woman didn't have to do smicha, and maybe even wasn't even allowed to do smicha, but a yoresh does smicha. But if you're asking it from somebody who didn't have a mitzvah to do smicha, classic, Minchas Chinuch. Had the yoresh somech, after dafka, shiyarsha karen, may also shaya ben smicha, his father, other yarshim, aval yarish may imo, shalohaisa bas smicha, omisuma, maybe, no smicha. Do you go by the original person, or do you go by the one actually doing smicha? Right, fascinating discussion. Is there a bracha on smicha? That's also the Minchas Chinuch notes that the Rashi in Erevin says that you do have to make a bracha on smicha, because a bracha is a mitzvah, and the Rambam never quotes that idea of a bracha on smicha. Okay, there's a lot to do, talk about smicha. That is just a little bit foray into Inyani smicha. Oh, one other point. The Mikdash David notes, lundis-wise, smicha and vidui, as the Gemara always puts them, might be connected. Smicha is a chiluk of vidui. Every time there's a new vidui, you need a new smicha. Like the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Each time he does a vidui, he does a smicha, even if it might be on the same animal. Smicha and vidui always go together. One other point on lava nitak lase, and this is a great source that we always like to mention when this comes up. Again, the Stichemed, in his classic encyclopedic way, right, the encyclopedia of the 1800s, the Talmudic encyclopedia, Encyclopedia Talmudis of the 1800s. So he has pages and pages on everything. So on page 301 in Chela Gimel, he discusses why isn't every losase in the book a lav hanitak lase to tshuva. You have to do tshuva for every losase. So every losase should be lav hanitak lase. So you know there's an answer to that question, but you have to formulate what it is. He has three answers. He says, number one, no. Lav hanitak lase, this is the pashup shot. Lav hanitak lase means to a specific ase. That's tailor-made for this Avera. Tshuva is general, so that's not going to be considered a lav hanitak lase. Number one. Number two, lav hanitak lase is tiras anachlas binyamin, tadafka kishinita lase prati. I'm sorry, that was number one. Number two, he quotes from Rav Pinchas Schiffer, Milemberg, Taima dein lokan lav hanitak lase. Well, let's think about it. Why don't you get Malchus for a lav hanitak lase, because it's not dumia delav tachasima, because the lav of muzzling is right next to Malchus, and it has to be similar to that. And the lav tachasima is not a lav hanitak lase. But wait a minute. If all averus are lav hanitak lases, then you would get Malchus for nitak lases, because lav tachasima would also be nitak lase. So, mimanavshach, you go in a circle, you are not going to be able to apply this p'tur to other averus. Number two. And number three, the third day is the Noda B'Yehuda, in a different context, that tshuva only is able to be acknowledged by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? There's no tshuva on Chayvi Mises Bezdin. That's the tshuva of the Noda B'Yehuda. And that is why Bezdin cannot act based on tshuva. Maybe he did tshuva, maybe he didn't do tshuva. So, it's not going to be called a lav hanitak lase for that. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanon. Getting back to Yom Kippur now. Ketzan Mizvade, the Tosefta says, right here, Avisi Pashati Chatasi Lefan Chatasi, right, the order, now we're going to talk about the order of those three words. That's the order of our Mishnah. V'chein B'sira Mishtaleach Omer, that's what it says in the Torah. V'isvada Allah, V'eskol Avonos B'nei Yisrov, V'eskol P'sheyem, V'chol Chatosam. V'chein B'moshe Omer, Moshe also, Nosei Avon, V'fesha, V'chata'a, Divrei Rebbe Meir. That's Rebbe Meir's order, that of Avisi Pashati Chatasi. V'chachamim omrim, avonos elu azdonos. V'cheinu omer, hikareis tikareis hanevesh hiayu v'naba. Avon means amazing. Psha'im, that's even worse. Elu ameridim, those are the rebellious acts, lahachis. V'cheinu omer, melech moav pashabi. V'omer az tivsha livnaba isahi. L'kol chatasam, elu ashkagos. Chatas means shogeg. V'cheinu omer nefesh kisechta bishkaga. And therefore the chachamim argue on the order. U'me'achar shizvad al azdonos v'al mamradim, chozim misval al ashkagos. You do vidui first for the worst and then for the easier ones? What's the question? Rashi says, if he already achieved kapara for the more chamer ones, he obviously achieved kapara for the lighter ones. Says Rav Yashiv. Why is that? If you'd only do tshuva for your worst averus, you still did your lighter averus, nothing's automatic. So Rav Yashiv says, no, pashtus. If you already tshuva is a step-by-step process. A person always has to do tshuva for his lighter ones and then keep going and keep going and building up. So, that's what the Gemara means. But either way, the Rabbanan argue and say the order is the opposite. Elakach haya misvadeh, chatasi, avisi, pashati lufanecha. First the shogegs, then the mazids, then the mereds. Ani uveisi v'chulu. So it's a machlokes, tanoim, v'chein b'david omer, and that's what David says, chatanu em avoseinu, hevinu hirshanu, v'chein b'shlomo hu omer, chatanu v'chein b'daniel omer, chatanu v'avinu v'hirshanu umaradnu. So why did Moshe, why did, in Kisisa, why was it changed? Why did he put Chatas last? No, Rabbanu Shalom, this is what he said. He says, Shkagos last, because he's basically saying, change this Donos into Shkagos. That's what he wants. Ask the Marsha, why, in the Pasuk by David, are the forefathers mentioned only by Chatas? Chatanu imavoseinu, heavinu virshanu. Says the Marsha, beautiful. By mazids, you can't blame anybody else. I did it. I was the mazid. By a shogeg, maybe I was a shogeg partially because my father didn't teach me. And I didn't learn growing up. Maybe that's part of it. That's why by shogeg, I can include the parents, says the Marsha, but not by the mazids. This is Nachlokas, Remeir the Chachamim, what the order is. And what about Moshe Rabbeinu? No, that's a special din. He was saying the Zonah should be Shkagos. That's what the Gemara says in Yuma later on, as we'll see. But the Gemara says, sometimes averus are changed into shkagos, and sometimes they're changed into mitzvahs, even zechuyos. What does the Gemara say there? If you remember, kan me'ava, kan me'yira. Avas Hashem changes mazids into mitzvos. Yiras Hashem changes mazids into shogigs. It's a beautiful thought that Rabbi Albaum has in the Minchas Chayin on Hilchas Tshuva. from Queens. See, he says, what's the svara for that? Does tshuva work or not? So he says, no, if you do tshuva miyira, so you're just worried about being punished, Hashem says, okay, I won't punish you. That's all you're asking for. I won't punish you. I'll change it into a shogeg. But if you do tshuva me'ava, you're doing it because you want to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem says, okay, I'll make it into a mitzvah. It's perfect mida k'neged mida, what the motivation is for our tshuva. Let's finish up. Amar Abba bar Shmuel, Amar Rav halacha k'divrei chachamim. We pass like the chachamim that first we do chatasi avisi pashati. That's what we do. Pshita, Yachav Rav, Malach Rav. Of course we go like that. We go like the Rabbim. No, Ma'alatema Misavra Taimed Rabbi Meir, Tukam Asayad Lekra. You might have said that Rabbi Meir is right, because the Pasuk, one of the Pesukim supports him, Kra Demoshe, Kamash Malam. We don't say that. Hahu Denachas Kamed Rabba. One time somebody went into Rabba Shul, went down, right? The Chazan is down. Fa'avad Krabi Meir. Amarle, Shavakta Rabbanav Avad Krabi Meir. What are you doing? Why are you going like Rabbi Meir? Amarle, Krabi Meir severely. I hold like Rabbi Meir. Kitachsev Besefer Arise of Demoshe. Like it says in Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's a machlokas. So who do we paskin like? It's a machlokas we shown him. What have we shown him? The Rimigash, the Rush, in that same piece, in Paraches, Simen Yutes, in the Rush. He goes to Rimigash and others that hold like Rabbi Meir, and the Ramban, and the Rambam, and the Rush himself, and most others, the Ritva here, paskins like the Rabbanan, and that is what we do. We paskin like the Rabbanan. Two other points, and that is number one, is we'll be talking about the Avoda, and we're talking about a Shliach Tzibur going down. This, again, an important Ha'arah, but the Rav Soloveitchik says it here, on Avodas Yom Kippurim, we only have the Avoda during Musaf. We have it once. We do it during Musaf. B'sofer shol davar niskabal aminak sheish lomer dafka b'musaf u'behezber min and avodas yom kippurim. Why dafka during Musaf? Right? It's not there's a separate carbon Musaf on Yom Kippur. What does the avoda do with Musaf? Says Rav Soloveitchik, because by all other tfilos they are pure racha. They are rachami, as the Gemara says in Brachas. All the other tfilos, Musaf is not rachami. Musaf is purely unushama parmes vaseinu, keneged the karbanos. And that's why it's a unique type of tefillah. Halacha l'maisa, it's differences. Differences, as we know. As we know, let's say you started Shmona Esrei and you remembered that, let's say you started davening the weekday Shmona Esrei on Shabbos. So what's the halacha? We know you finish the bracha and then you go back to Ataki Dash, Dorata Echad. But the Shulchan Aruch says maybe not by Musaf. Because Musaf is a totally different type of tefillah than the one on Shmona Esrei. Or the din regarding Tashlumin, Tosfos in Brachas, Daf Chavav, the beginning of the fourth parak says there's no Tashlumin by Musaf. You can't make a Musaf by the next tefillah. Because it's not like the other tefillahs. It's unique. And maybe that's why we put the Avodah in Musaf, because it's solely, purely connected to the Beis HaMikdash more than the other tefillahs. Just to end with a story, the Chashukei Chemed here says, let's say you go to Rabbi Meir Balanes' Kever. Rabbi Meir, go to Rabbi Meir's Kever in Tveria. So, are you allowed to, let's say you do Tachanun there, are you allowed to daven like the Rabbanan, Chatasei Visi Peshati, or do you have to do the other way? So, he goes through and says, Mistami, you could do both ways, because that's the Minhag. But there's a story quoted about the Kleisenberger. One time he was davening by Behuda Bar Eloi's Kever. Behuda Bar Eloi's right outside of Tzfat. By his cavern, he was davening mincha with his chassidim. And then that night, he starts crying and crying and crying. And his talmidim don't know what, but they didn't ask him. The next day, they go back and daven mincha and review the Bar Eloi's cavern. And now they said, Rebbe, what's going on here? We davened here yesterday. So he says, yesterday we davened after Plaga Mincha. And Rebbe Yehuda Bar Eloi's Rebbe Yehuda, Stam Rebbe Yehuda in the Mishnah. And Rebbe Yehuda, we know in Brachas, Chafav, what does he say? Mincha is only before Plag, and Marav is after Plag. He says, I was so upset the whole night, I davened mincha after Plag at Rebbe Yehuda's cavern. How can I do that? So I needed to do Tshuva Gemurah. So today I went back, and I daven mincha before plag by Rabbi Yehuda's Kefir. Okay, we'll stop here. Bet Hashem, we will continue.